This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All righty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio as we are sounding off. What's up, y'all? Mary Goulet, how we doing?
Good.
Richie Ote, what's up, Bubbers?
Hey, how's it going?
Y-Way is holding it down in the studio. Kelly Pulliver is holding it down back home. And, man, so much going on here. And for those who have been tuning in for the first time to Reinvention Radio, or if this is your first time listening to Reinvention Radio, then welcome. Really, really glad you are here. And for those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition of the show, that is awesome. And we love you and we appreciate you. So thanks so much for doing that also. Now, I will say this, which is if you're unaware of the fact that we broadcast live, well, now you know, because we do. We broadcast live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. And you can catch that live feed at reinventionradio.com. And you can even join in on the conversation at 866-977-2346. And, of course, we'd love to have you as a part of the conversation as well. Lots of interesting folks coming up, including we got Don Miguel Ruiz Jr., who will be joining us. And, of course, that family is of the Four Agreements fame, and lots of other interesting guests as well coming up. So keep an eye on that. So here on the Sound Off, we cover a lot of ground from business and politics and life to sports and you name it. And we definitely cover a lot of ground here. But one of the things that I absolutely cannot ignore in this moment that I think we have to talk about is what is going – what you're giving me that look,
Mary
Goulet.
No, I was just like, is there an elephant in the room or something?
No, there's not an elephant in the room per se. But let's be honest here. It's kind of hard not to hide. I mean, you almost got to be hiding under a rock not to be hearing all of the talk around this whole world of cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency.
You familiar with it?
Nope.
Richie, you've been playing in it? I know you're familiar with
for
it.
For sure.
I know you're familiar with it.
Is that like the Bitcoin stuff?
It is exactly like a Bitcoin, though. Bitcoin stuff, like Ethereum, Bitcoin, Litecoin.
That.
Yeah. Wade, are you you familiar with it? Are you playing with it at all? Any? Just want to make sure that when we talk about cryptocurrency, that I mean, I'm sure you know what it is. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the concept, just like I'm familiar with money. Haven't really seen it, but yeah, no, I've heard of that.
Yeah. So, Richie, are you playing in the space at all? Are you toying with it?
Yeah.
Have you put any money into it?
Not my own.
All right. So
I've gotten paid in it and kept it,
mm-hmm.
and figured out other
ways.
I just
don't understand it.
And mind it and
yeah.
stuff like that. But
that's a whole other conversation, right? So I mean, there's a lot, and it's interesting. It's still very much in the embryonic stages, obviously, in terms of adoption. And what we are talking about is basically a universal currency where it's something that it's not governed by any particular body. So, in other words, if the U.S. government completely imploded, all of those pieces of paper that you have in your wallet really become worthless, right? Because it's going to be dictated by the strength of the government that backs those pieces of paper. I mean, ostensibly, it is a note. If you look at it, it is a promissory note. You use this, we promise to give you, you know, X, Y, or Z for it, right? So it is backed by the security of that government, which is why, like, you see some countries, like even with Mexico, right? Like the peso, I think right now, you get every $1, I think, buys like 20 pesos, 19,
yes.
Right? Something like that.
17 to 19, usually.
And so,
Of the new ones,
right? Because they had to start over, didn't they? Because the Rupees, right? Yeah, rupee.
That's
a Bill Cosby thing. But, you know, the point only being that it's really reliant then on what takes place with those particular governments. So this whole world of cryptocurrency is very much, well, controlled by the people. Right. But what I'm trying to get my arms around, and maybe Richie, you can speak to this a little bit, is what I'm trying to get my arms around is there, in fact, a way to actually
game it?
Well, I'm sure you can game it, but is there a market for it? Or are we just so, for instance, like Bitcoin, there are 21 million Bitcoins that exist, period, end of story. Now, these aren't even physical coins. Like, there's nothing produced that is a physical piece of paper or piece of metal I mean, of course, you can go, okay, Richie, you can go online and buy something that like it. But
no,
I thought you were digging, you're digging out your phone. Okay,
no, I'll show you the app where I could, so kind of, you're right. Like, you won't get an actual, here's a Bitcoin.
Correct.
But you're getting the ones and zeros, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah.
And I can show you on my app where I can go to an ATM and pull out real money.
You can, interesting. All right, so that's what I'm trying to figure out. So is it simply a matter of we are just simply trading it from one to the other, or is there actually something there in terms of a market for this?
There's no way in 4 minutes, so we definitely have to readdress this, but the easiest way to sum it and kind of why I answered my answer the way I did when I said kind of didn't really put my own money is because I still think there's a chance for manipulation just like anything. And
right.
A lot of these guys that have had success have gone on to create new ones. And as long as you're ahead of the game, you know, they're always going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So metaphorically, the best way to say it is play with the house's money the whole time you do it.
And how does one do that?
I said it's going to be more of a conversation for later. But mm-hmm. like, you know, think of it like, hey, one time when you do something, get paid in Bitcoin instead.
Oh, you just mean let somebody else. You know, I got you. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And frankly, there's a lot of people who've done really, really well.
Look, that's kind of what I was going to say. I'll show
you. Can I tell you the saddest story while you're finding that? Go ahead and find that. But the saddest story ever is, well, it's probably not the saddest story ever. I'm sure there are sadder stories. Like, people dying is probably a sadder story than the story I'm about to tell here. But so you have to open like an account, like with a Coinbase or something like that, to start trading in these things. And so it's been catching a lot. I mean, look, I've got friends who are talking about it all the time now. People were trading in it. You know, James Altucher has got his whole training around it and whatnot. So a lot of people are talking about cryptocurrency now more so than ever. I first came across it several years ago, and I was like, all right, maybe I'll look into it, maybe play with it a little bit. So I went and recently tried to open up a Coinbase account. I was like, okay, I'm just going to toy with it a little bit. Let me open up a Coinbase account. So I tried to open up an account. I can't open the account. It's going in an account already exists under this name. An account already exists. It's like, what are you talking? So I finally kicked in the right username and password that I sometimes use on things. And
what's your password?
Yeah, right. So sure enough, I actually opened a Coinbase account about 3.5 years ago. Now, mind you,
was this like after 8:30 at night?
Yes, right. So, mind you, it probably was. At that point, I believe that a single Bitcoin was trading in the realm of about $10. You know, somewhere in there. It certainly wasn't a lot of money 3.5 years ago.
Okay.
More recently, it was trading as high as $4,900 for a single Bitcoin. So I was like, oh, man, maybe I'll go in there and I'll just find, you know, Smart Steve, you know, the you of yesterday does something to give, you know, the you of today something to say, hey, thanks so much for. So it was one of those things where I was like, oh, man, I'm going to open this account. I'm going to find this money. I didn't even know existed. Nothing. Zero. Nada. I didn't do shit. Didn't do anything with it. Opened the account. Didn't buy a damn thing because I was like, $10? Are you kidding? I'm not spending $10 on a zero and a one, but I guess it's no different than the piece of paper in your wallet. Yes, sir.
This was during Blab. I did this one. This was a certain account that someone was talking. We were all talking about it. And
okay.
if you hit the send, if you just saw this was
is
receipt,
audio, by the way, nobody can see it.
If you hit QR code,
yes,
for receive,
yes,
you can actually someone could scan that and
okay.
then send me money. If
I
do it for send, then you would have to put yours there, and I would send. We just did it on Blab, right? Put it up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Sent $2 and it was, wait, what did it originally? $2.16.
Per Bitcoin at that point?
No. I'm saying what he sent of just that
bucks.
Amount
he sent
of it just
to
show the transaction.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It's $37 right now.
Nice. 16X. We'll take that all day long. So anyway, we'll continue the conversation, but I just thought it was pretty interesting to see more and more and more and more people talking about this. And it might be worth exploring. So anyway, as I said, we cover a lot of ground here on Reinvention Radio, and I wanted to talk about a little bit of Bitcoin there. So, all right, we'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you.
In the New York Times bestseller, What Is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.